thing that I'm afraid of. And that...
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And boy, do we have a lot of work to do, don't we? We just think, we got ourselves a nice new president and everything's going to be hunky-dory. Well, the reality check is in, and that is not the case. There is a war that is going on right in front of us. We need to wake up entirely. We are on a wartime footing. They are trying to take over a coup d'etat of the President of the United States. It's pretty obvious. I mean, you got to call it up for what it actually is. We have never in my lifetime have I seen such opposition to any president, period, like we are seeing with Donald Trump. The left is vitriolic. They aren't even left. These are totalitarians. This is how the totalitarians roll, ladies and gentlemen. You're seeing it demonstrated right out in front of us. In our own democracy, our own republic, a republican form of government, a constitutional government, is under attack. This is how the totalitarians roll. And we're watching it. We're watching with the senators. We're watching with the governors. Any of the Democratic governors. Governor Jerry Brown hiding underneath his desk in Sacramento with all the rest of the cockroaches in the Capitol. No courage on the part of Governor Brown. Leading from behind? No, running away from behind. A tactic refined by President Barack Hussein Obama, another totalitarian traveler. The left, as they are known to most people, we've got to take that mystique away from them. When you say right and left, we now have right and we now have wrong. You see, that's the defining thing here. We have crossed the Rubicon of right and left, And now we have right and wrong. And the wrong are the totalitarians, plain and simple. Pretty much everybody on the Democratic side who's out there, you'll see them. Ellison, Pelosi, Feinstein, the usual suspects are still there. Schumer, Chucky Schumer. All the totalitarians, they've been with us for a long time. I mean, the history of these people being totalitarians is amazing. Look at what Pelosi and Feinstein have done to California. And Boxer, she's just left. You see, these totalitarians want to dismember and dismantle anything dealing with conservative notions. And they're working really hard over time. And I do have to say that you have now a lot of Republicans who have come out of the closet and are trying to, I think, torpedo Donald Trump as well. Are they bought into by the left? Or has the so-called left, the totalitarians, have they bought them off? Well, there's a lot of questions around people like Lindsey Graham and John McCain. A lot of questions. But I want to get everybody on a wartime footing because that's exactly what it is. This is no longer just listening to conservative talk radio. This is saving the republic. Is this a dire warning? No, this is an absolute, extreme dire warning. That the troops have their marching orders to take down Donald Trump in his first term, to impeach him, to throw him in jail. Anything to show the rest of the world that they are large and in charge and don't mess with the totalitarians. If they can take him out and put him in jail, then they rule the world. Then it becomes a game changer. We only have less than 2 years before the next election. And they're going to try and do whatever they can to create enough subterfuge, especially within the ranks of the Republican Party, the Achilles heel of Donald Trump, his own Republican Party, to make sure that he does not get his staff in properly in a timely manner. First 100 days, anybody? The clock is counting down. He has yet to complete his staffing. And boy, are they going after him. Any one of his appointees they're going after. If they've been appointed already, if they're cabinet heads now, boy, are they going after the bureaucracies of Washington, D.C. are decidedly still Obama. These people are getting cut down before they can even get out of the gates. That's the plan. That's the strategy. We must gear up for that. We must realize this is what the game plan is. If they can keep their loyalists in their positions and their bureaucracies for any length of time, they will have succeeded. We have to get more people on the Trump team inside the government before the next election cycle. And now we have the big ruse of Obamacare. Everybody is denouncing the rollout of Obamacare as nothing more than, well, Trump light Obamacare. All kinds of vitriol is coming. Nothing has really changed. Republicans are massively disappointed, and Democrats are laughing at the plan that's been put forward. That's not boding well for Donald Trump. Now he's taking it as a president. Well, this is the plan. Let's work with it. Let's see what happens. Let's put it out there in the table. Well, it's dead on arrival from what we're hearing from the critics. I have not looked over the plan. I'm just giving you a perspective of what I am hearing in the media. This is not good for Donald Trump. This is not good for the Republican Party. Whoever devised the plan that they have currently on the table and rolled it out at this time is stupid, or they're playing along with the totalitarians. You see, I've grown very suspicious of these totalitarians and also their Republican friends. So it's going to be interesting in the next several days to see who actually put this piece of legislation on the table to repeal and replace Obamacare. Well, quite frankly, the totalitarians are howling. Obama is howling, laughing at everybody, laughing at Donald Trump, laughing at his administration, and rightfully so. for years, it's been 7 years, the Republicans have had some have had time to come up with a plan, and they dithered. And what was it? The Democrats were saying they're dithering. Pelosi was right. Feinstein's right. All the Schumer's right. They have no plan. That does not look good for Donald Trump. It doesn't look good for our republic. Because it looks like we're going to be stuck with nothing more than Obama light. Then all the rancor, all the things that were going on about saving health care are not going to come to fruition, at least from this start that we've seen. And from what I'm hearing from commentators and news sources that I've been reading about and talking to. DOA, dead on arrival. Now here's the deal with Donald Trump. Donald Trump must, and Jeff Sessions must, go after these people immediately within the administration that are being absolutely, well, traitorous to this country. They must single them out. They must find out about what they're up to and what they've been doing, find the leaks and get rid of them, and start hiring their people to put themselves in their positions that are loyal to Donald Trump. The hiring process is all but frozen. And this has to stop. In the first 100 days, he has until April and May. And at that time, if the things are not put in place, the left will prove victorious in 2018. A little prediction, I think that's a little reality check. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill fill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, the war has been declared. It was declared actually in November and even before that. Now, the good news. The good news about what's going on with the Trump administration. The warning has been given. We have fired the shot across the bow. And all of us as listeners on Agenda 21 Radio, exceptional Americans all, we must be alarmed. We must go out and stop the totalitarians. And we will. Now, good news. Jobs reports are coming in from Donald Trump. This is the economy is his forte. The economy, of course, hinges quite a bit on who? On what? Obamacare. See, Donald Trump wants to put in tax cuts, but he's realized that he can't do tax cuts unless he has something working on Obamacare to prevent the bleeding out of this economy. Obamacare is truly, truly a totalitarian notion. Institutionalizing medical care? Come on, give me a break. The government telling you what to do? I'm not hearing from commentators and people that I've been reading about that any of that's gone away. And what about the money that's supposed to be generated from this? All this stuff, all these questions are not answered by the Republicans in their so-called plan, which is shaping up to be a pile, literally. But one of the good things that's been going on, jobs reports in, is that jobs are exploding. The Daily Mail is reporting this morning that Trump's full month in office brings massive employment boom as U.S. companies added whopping 298,000 new jobs in February. You see, we have to have a Senate and a House behind the president. We have good news on the jobs front, and then we have bad news because of failed Republican attitudes that have long been failing this country, I might add. Where's Mitch McConnell on? Where is Paul Ryan on this? Where is he? And is this just some sort of ploy or tactic so that we can roll out the worst and then build on something better? That dog just doesn't hunt, ladies and gentlemen. That dog does not hunt with these American people who know there's something extremely wrong with the left. You cannot use patty cake tactics against the left, against the totalitarians, and hope to succeed. And is that what they're trying to do with this new rollout? Are they using patty cake tactics? Oh, come play in the sandbox and we can negotiate together, all you totalitarians. And the totalitarians' response is, we want to blow your head off. We want to slit your throats. We want to burn you in cages. We want to rape your children and your women. That's what we want to do. But you want to play patty cake in the sandbox and come up with some sort of plan. Or is it all by design to say, hey, these Republicans really can't do anything about what you want to do, totalitarians. Come on in. Is that what we're seeing? It's really odd to me, and I know it must be to you, to think that there are Republicans amongst everybody. They're just as evil as the totalitarians and who want to destroy this country because that's what they want to do. Their naivete about who these people are has been amazing to me. But, you know, I come from a different background, I guess. I kind of understand the thug mentality, which is what it is. That's why I say there's good and evil going on here. There's right and wrong. And if the good people are so naive to be played all the time, is what we've been seeing in this Republican now dominated Senate and has been dominated Senate and House, then nothing will be accomplished as people's naivete playing patty cake will take them down. Evil and bad depend upon that idea. It's just a subtle form of totalitarian domination. Play upon your naivete and your stupidity. And we can't have that. So the first report, new jobs figures from ADP beat economist estimates by more than 100,000. Officials' February numbers will be out on Friday and are expected to be lower the unemployment rate to 4.7%. Trump tweeted that January and February were the strongest consecutive months for hiring since August and September of 2015. LinkedIn also said the same thing. This is good news. I mean, this is really good news. I know, listen, I'd come out with a doom and gloom and everything and pounded you on the head about it, but I'm not stupid. This is good news, and you think the totalitarians like this good news? This is the stuff they're trying to bottle up and prevent from happening. And we cannot give them an inch, ladies and gentlemen. We cannot. We can't. When we have good news, we can't give back. You know, it's kind of like you're walking uphill. Back in the day when sometimes we go off trail backpacking, stay out 5-10 days at a time. You sometimes want to traverse a hillside and you realize you're getting yourself into shale. Halfway up the hill. You're halfway up the hill and you're taking 3 steps and you're sinking back 5. That's what we're doing here. Taking 3 steps up and sinking back 5. That's what happened with Obamacare. I mean, they got to be better than this. The American people expect them to be better than this. The companies are responding because they like the favorable nature of the. They know of a tax structure that's going to be coming their way, but they also like the tenor and the tone of Donald Trump, the leader, not Paul Ryan. It says U.S. companies added a whopping 298,000 new jobs in February, beating economists' expectations by more than 100,000. The report from ADP, a global human resources and payroll firm, provides the first hard economic numbers from Donald Trump's first full month as president. Great speech before Congress last week. Great job on job numbers. Here it is Wednesday, 1 week later. And what do we have? Crap coming from the Republicans in the House and Senate. And what did we have last time? Jeff Sessions. The garbage that went on with Jeff Sessions last week, taking away from any of the appearance and luster of Donald Trump. That's where CNN claimed that they had a spy camera on the Trump White House last week. And they were talking about, there was a huge argument that took place between Bannon and the president and Ivanka and everybody else inside the White House, which wasn't true. Fake news again from CNN. But everybody's carrying it on the news. And now we have this. Great news on the economy. Republicans need to get on the same plane. Now, that's up to you people that have your representatives in your areas. You need to get on their case. Why didn't they produce something that was better than what they have? This is a deliberate trashing. Sometimes they use these as strategies to roll something out that's terrible. Just so that they can get beat up on it. Then we'll put in the improvements later. We don't need that right now, especially in the first 100 days. This is my point. The first 100 days are critical to this president and what's going to be happening going forward. He does not have his staff in place. And are they chewing him up? You bet. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We will face challenges. We will confront hardships. But we will get the job done.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And, a little bit going on with Donald Trump wanting to get Obamacare straightened out. We're going to flip back between the economy news, the economic news, the great, great jobs number report that came out today by ADP. Never used ADP. I've used ADP. They are excellent. I tell you. They're not endorsing me. Say this, no. I just have to tell you that they're an excellent company. And back in the day when they first came out, I started using them on, because the computer thing, and I found it to be excellent. No need to use them right now, but I'll tell you, I was impressed with it. So when I see ADP coming out with, I know how they operate, and know the operate, why they would be so sensitive to jobs numbers, because they do all the employment stuff on new employees. Hello, they do a lot of the HR stuff, so they actually have hard data, unlike fake data that it was generated by the Obama administration. Now the question is, and this is something for Chris Street. I think he's not available right now, but we'll get him on the show probably tomorrow again, and question these numbers that are coming out, and get solid facts and information for everybody. But I can tell you that I know ADP is solid data. They're solid data. And I'll go with them on a downturn. Absolutely. They're one of the ones you really should watch, as opposed to all these other polling numbers and things like that that rely upon false data or the manipulation of federal numbers, which is exactly what Obama was brilliant at, which it was our Chris Street who pointed that out to everybody on Agenda 21 Radio. Thank you very much. That's what the president was doing back in 2012. Yeah, remember he got the employment rate down below 7%. That was really the big deal, keeping it down below that. And Chris discovered that in August of 2012, the president flooded the federal system with job applicant openings. And that's how he brought the number down, by hiring more people in government. That's how he brought that number down. Plus, the election fraud going on, replete all over the place. And yes, things are happening in California in terms of the election fraud. So all of you people in Sacramento who can hear me, especially our Secretary of State, the proctologist is in town. And boy, are they going to look at you. I'm sorry, I just have to say it, and I have to say it that way because this is comeuppance. And Hillary, I suspect that in a year or two, we're going to go look back at your election results in California and say, gee, 3 million votes, Hillary, really? When it looks like you lost by about 4? Yeah, the turnaround is going to be incredible, ladies, because the scale of this fraud, as I understand it and see it, and have researched it and been involved with some of the stuff that's going to happen, is enormous in California. It's all played out in other states as well. And people have caught on to it. Oops, we slipped. That's really what happened. They overplayed their hand. They thought they were so confident and so smug that they were going to steal the election from Donald Trump that they blew it. Now the investigation is moving forward. And I'm just saying to you down there in Sacramento, the proctologists, they have arrived. It's going to be kind of interesting to watch this whole thing play out. I mean, I really believe it is. I think it's going to be one of the most interesting times of our lives to see how this corruption unfolds. But that's just me. That's just me. Okay, Donald Trump, not a happy camper about necessarily this Obamacare thing, because, see, he wants to focus on getting the tax cuts. That's part of the game plan. Now, Reagan came in and delayed really about a year before the tax cuts really started to catch on. I think it was actually after the election in 1984, his re-election, that things really started to ramp up, as I recall. And I can tell you the economy, when he took over, the economy was a shambles. Right now, our economy is a shambles, and especially if you start looking at those people that have given up looking for jobs under the Obama administration. You can go out and look at the unemployment rate, the true unemployment rate with those people who gave up and no longer are counted as lookers out there for jobs, people seeking jobs. That's the way they roll. It was Obama who put all that into play, by the way, so he can get his numbers down. Hey, you don't want to count those people who just gave up. Heck no. Just let them go on welfare. That's the problem. People becoming dependent. Just like right now. And this is what the thing that really bothers me the most about the Republicans is that when Obamacare was passed, everybody knew and everybody was screaming about the fact that people are going to become dependent upon the government now because the government has made this edict and now they're dependent for medical care. And they expect it, and they expect that the government's going to provide for them for free. And, of course, nothing like that happened. They just raped Americans for their money. You can keep your doctor. The lies were enormous. Now, having known all that, you would think that the Republicans would be really anxious to repeal it in the proper way. Oh, Paul, there's a strategy. Don't worry. Mitch McConnell's got it handled, and so does Paul Ryan. From the Washington Times, Donald Trump comes out and says, President Trump urged legislators or lawmakers on Tuesday to swiftly approve a plan to repeal and replace Obamacare so that he could move on to the biggest tax cut since Ronald Reagan's presidency. Timing of this is critical, ladies and gentlemen. This is me talking now. This is an article that was written by a Dave Boyer of the Washington Times. And he's right. Donald Trump wants to get his tax cut in now. Hurry up and do it now. Remember Obama doing that when things got it, especially into the Senate? And back in 2011, 2012, 2013, we were decrying all that. Actually, it was 2010. We were calling him out and saying, look, in the Senate, and then Harry Reid. Remember how he relaxed all the rules for the Democrats to get everything through? Everybody's screaming because they were dismantling the deliberative process of the Senate. And I was making that point on air numerous times, and people were going crazy. Never even thought about the fact that, hey, the greatest deliberative body in the world is supposed to be the U.S. Senate. Hello? Do we know what it means to deliberate? It means to look at the records, look at the facts, pass things around in a settled manner, not the heat of night, not to be forced into something, not to hurry up and do it. Hurry up and do it. Hurry up and do it. Do it now. Do it now. That's not the mentality of the Senate. When a bill comes forward and when there's things to be looked into, they debate it and they talk about it. They move from office to office. They talk to one another. That's the way it's supposed to work. They reach across the aisle from Republicans to Democrats. That's the way it's supposed to work. But not with these people. They don't roll that way. No, two things to destroy the deliberative process. Have everybody polarized on your party and have the majority, of course, and then to hustle it through the Senate without deliberation, without the talking, without the working across the aisles, without the working out the details. That's what Obama did to the Senate. He destroyed the deliberative process, and here we are now with it. A weird Senate. I said about the election of Mitch McConnell in 2014. I'm not a Mitch McConnell fan. Mumbles, as I call him. Everybody says, oh, he's such a great rulemaker. He knows everything. He doesn't know squat. He never has, in my opinion. He's not my kind of person to lead the Senate, but, you know, it's we got to do what we got to do. Now, I said at the time in 2014 when he was reelected, there's one thing he could probably do in his capacity is to try and reintroduce more of the deliberative process back in by way of the rules in the Senate. That would be nice if he did that. But he hasn't done anything. That's the scary thing. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And yes, pick up your survival equipment, newmana.com/21prep. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
One community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Haven't said enough about that. And we definitely need to say more about that. Anyway, agenda21radio.news for all your information that's out there about, all the things happening in the world. Also, my email address is paul@a21r.com. And you can also pick us up, KMYC 1410 AM. In Northern California, streaming 7 to 10 p.m. Pacific time. So you can go to our website and click on the icon, agenda21radio.news, that says KMYC 1410 a.m. The Patriot out of Marysville, Sacramento area. Okay, now, what are they saying about Paul Ryan? And this is very telling, ladies and gentlemen. An article that came out of the so-called The Week said, the title is, Did Paul Ryan Intentionally Sabotage His Own Health Care Plan? Speaker of the House Paul Ryan finally introduced his proposed replacement for Obamacare late Monday. It did not go well, the article goes. This article is written by a Scott Lemonu. That's his name. And you know, I got to tell you, this article came to me by an email that was just sent to me from one of my readers, and I appreciate that, my listeners. I appreciate that. So I've got this up now. I'm reading it. I mean, this is some of the blowback. There's going to be more of these kind of things happening. But this guy's got it spot on. It says, Democrats were predictably appalled at the GOP proposal called the American Health Care Act would essentially take away healthcare from millions, many of them poor, in order to pay for upper-class tax cuts. Moderate Senator Bob Casey, a Democrat from Pennsylvania, summed up the feelings of the Democratic caucus when he declared that the bill's savage cuts to Medicare were a disgrace to our nation and that I will fight it with everything I have. But there was never a chance that Democrats would support any major Republican changes in the Affordable Care Act. So what's really interesting, and this is my point, what's really interesting is the amount of opposition that the bill has instantly generated amongst conservatives. If Democrats were taking away poor people's health care to pay for things like tax breaks for health insurance CEOs as gruel, the American right sees it as not gruel enough. Senator Rand Paul asserted that the bill was dead on arrival. The far-right Freedom Caucus in the House has no one more enthusiastic about it. Conservatives' health policy wonks attacked the bill. and major conservative think tanks like the Heritage Foundation, the Club for Growth, Freedom Works, and the Cato Institute immediately came out swinging against Rhino Care. Now, wake up, people. The battle, the war is on. The totalitarians are at war, and we're not. Patty cake, anyone? Patty cake, Paul Ryan? Sure. Surely patty cake is going on here. What explains the depth of conservative opposition? One possibility is that we should, as Marco Rubio might put it, dispel the myth that Paul Ryan knows what he's doing. Marco. Well, some grumbling from House conservatives was inevitable. It's odd that he couldn't get buy-in from conservative organizations for a replacement plan. On its face, everything about the botched rollout seems like gross political incompetence. This guy is my kind of writer. I think he listens to Agenda 21 Radio. I don't know. Another and perhaps more plausible answer is that Ryan couldn't possibly be this inept. This gets better. He didn't get his allies on board for a simple reason. He doesn't actually want any major repeal plan to pass. This isn't to say that Paul Ryan would not, all things being equal, like to kill the Affordable Care Act. His entire political career has been devoted to attacking programs for the poor to pay for upper-class tax cuts. But now passing and maintaining tax cuts and achieving other crucial objectives means Republicans must keep control of Congress. And this is my point, ladies and gentlemen. That's me now. And that's where ACA repeal becomes a major political liability. Now that it's been seriously threatened, the ACA is popular. And as Greg Sargent of the Washington Post explains, passing Ryan Care would almost certainly be a political disaster in 2018 and 2020 elections. That's my point, isn't it? I started out the show talking about this. Marginal voters might favor smaller government and oppose the government takeover of health care in the abstract. But that doesn't mean they won't object to having their coverage taken away or made substantially worse. Passing a health care bill that takes coverage away from voters would also complicate what will already be a difficult political situation for the Republicans. They've benefited from having the opposition control the White House during a time of gridlock, but now the shoe is on the other foot. The out party generally fares better in midterm elections to begin with. Even worse for Republicans, the popularity of the president is the best predictor of how the party will fare in congressional elections. And while Donald Trump was able to eke out an electoral win with a lot of help from an unpopular opponent in the FBI, he remains a very unpopular figure. I don't buy into that. I don't buy into that part. I think he's enormously more popular than people realize and give him credit for. That's my opinion. Now, there are major problems going forward. Major problems going forward for Paul Ryan. He has botched this. Now, you kind of think, well, is this the noose around Paul Ryan's neck and that Donald Trump is just letting out the rope? I'm silly me. Silly me for thinking such things. But wouldn't that be interesting? Paul Ryan just sort of hangs himself. You know, it's the art of the deal. That's all I can say. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. I'm Paul at a21r.com. And remember, Numana/21prep.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying?
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is your day. This is your celebration. And this, the United States of America, is your country.
And we're back here for the final segment of Agenda 21 Radio. And thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Really, 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 really appreciate your listenership. And, boy, we have a lot of things to cover. Yet, in the 2 hours that we have, we're going to be checking in on the Oroville Dam situation because the water levels are rising. Yes, and snow and snow and snow up there in the mountains and the Sierras and that whole area. Beautiful country up there, by the way. It's God's country. There's no question about it. I think Plumas County area up there is the Switzerland of California, if not the nation. It's absolutely gorgeous country up there. But there's a lot of bad things happening in the California economy. That, I mean that, really bad, especially with Jerry Brown and everything. We pointed that out yesterday, all the homeless squatters and so on in Orange County. We had Chris Street on the show. Hundreds of thousands of them. No, I'm just kidding. Thousands of them, apparently. It's not just Southern California, Orange County, and Los Angeles. It's other parts of California as well. And I've been pointing that out, that California for several years now is becoming a third world nation, especially in the Central Valley and away from the coastline, where you have all the elites living who are dictating to the rest of the nation, by the way. Anyway, we got to close it out here. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, which is agenda21radio.news, and you can also pick me up on my emails at paul@a21r.com. And remember, visit our website for survival needs, numana.com/21prep for all your survival needs. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price? Guaranteed. Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.